Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday, day before Thursday, alohas to you. You're just in time as we get rolling here with hour number two, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. If you want to email me, bob@1063word.com. Let me quickly catch up with the text line before we proceed forward. Bob, we're having a Ford family reunion at Harmon Field Saturday. We don't expect Christine to show up, but if she does, we will ask all the hard questions. Gotcha. Bobby, I thought it was well known Ms. Ford never agreed to go before Congress, yet Congress reschedules the vote to a later date based on nothing. Sadly, this plan to push their vote past November elections, bipartisan and other parties are just as nefarious as the other. I'm utterly disgusted by our so-called government. Yeah, probably the only people that have lower approval ratings than members of Congress, media, reporters, also known as stenographers. Bobby, doesn't it seem like every time the progressives go out of their way to destroy somebody's character, George Soros always seems to be linked somehow? Bobby, I really enjoy your show and your commentary. Thank you for keeping us all informed about the truth. From JR in Pelzer, by the way, can you mention Lisa Page for me? Certainly. Happy to do that. And by the way, the attorney for Ms. Ford, Ms. Katz as well. She's right there in the same corral. Bobby, any new info on the walk away movement? No, but the media is going to sorely underplay this. In fact, this is on their spike. This is on their do not report list, the walk away movement. You may remember the gay gentleman in New York who's been a lifelong Democrat, who said he's sick of the antics of the progressive left and is encouraging Democrats. Just walk away. Bob, so Professor Ford's lawyer is the co-chair of one of George Soros' groups? This is one time when I don't believe in coincidence. Bob, Kavanaugh is being borked. Yeah, remember Judge Bork? He once was in a room where somebody was smoking marijuana. Bobby, does anybody not think Obama might have an underhand in this? Well, sure. He's directing much of this from Colorama, the Tony D.C. neighborhood he bought a multi-million-dollar house in. Anything else that I need to catch up with here on the text line? Bob, I hate to even think it, but if these left-wing communists in the midterms manage to get their desire and overturn a duly elected president by impeachment, we are going to see UGLY. Ugly, if I don't miss my assumption. And no, I'm not saying Maxine Waters or Dianne Feinstein is making an appearance. I hope this is not the case. It's anybody's guess. Bob, re-elect these fools. Keep these people in power. Like little Lindsay, for example. Got a point. Bob, the Emmy Awards have now changed their name. They are now the Empty Awards. Yeah, it's exactly right. Bobby Kavanaugh's accuser can't even remember where this happened or even what year? Maybe she was the one who was stumbling drunk. Bobby, folks should check out the Greenville Sheriff's Department auctions for your stolen merchandise. They like to sell it and make a profit for the department. Bobby, we've had trucks and trailers stolen as well, and the thieves caught. But frustrating when the system lets them off with a plea bargain. It did at least get some of the vehicles back. Bob, Greenville County can get the registration number from Spartanburg County. Greenville County apparently doesn't want to be bothered with looking for the number. Really? That's not good. Bobby, sad to say, we are already a banana republic. Elected officials don't follow laws, and when elected, they don't vote as their constituents would wish. Bob, anybody remember what they used to do to horse thieves in the Old West? Yeah, they would find the nearest tree, right? Feinstein is 86. Time for age limits. Well, look, if you're an airline pilot, at 65, you're out of there, right? Why do they do that? And we're going to need a huge court for me if all the girls come forward that I tried to kiss in the 60s. I'm not even going there. I'm sorry, but I'm... For once, discretion overtakes me, and I'm leaving that alone. Here is the latest on this whole business. Democrat senators today escalated their demands regarding a hearing to examine the sexual assault allegation against Brett Kavanaugh. Allegation without evidence. Limbaugh made a brilliant point today how the Associated Press and all the other lamestream media, whenever Trump responds to something, the president today, without evidence, said that too many illegals are pouring over the border, or whatever the issue is. They always say the president without evidence. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe Ms. Ford has any evidence except her claim, right? But does the Associated Press say Ms. Ford without evidence? Of course not. Regarding the hearing to examine the sexual assault allegation against Brett Kavanaugh, suggesting Monday's scheduled public session with the Supreme Court nominee and his accuser is not enough. Of course not. Calling for more witnesses and more time for the FBI to dig into the allegation. See, the longer they can drag this out, the more media coverage they can get between now and the midterms, the better they think it is for them. Much remains up in the air with the allegation threatening to sideline the nomination days before Kavanaugh was slated for a floor vote. How is this going to sideline the nomination? This allegation is horse hockey. And this story is from Fox News. But, you know, they have their fair share of progressives over there as well. Right now, they hired Juan Williams, right? They got, what's her name, the blonde bimbo that used to be at State, Marie Scharf. She's the one that said the reason ISIS was terrorizing the Middle East was because they didn't have enough jobs. Yeah. Remember when she said that when she was at the State Department? And before that, guess where Ms. Scharf worked? Langley. She would have fit right in, as a number of case officers have advised me in recent years. A parking lot is full of Priuses that have had Hillary bumper stickers on them. Anyway, I digress. Right now, the FBI apparently is not investigating further, despite Democrat demands. The FBI doesn't investigate 35-year-old non-crimes by minors. Jeez. But they're trying to make a federal case out of it. Oh, we need to chuck you, Schumer. Oh, FBI needs to investigate what? What are they going to do? Go through the high school yearbook and track down people that might have been at this supposed party? Oh, God, these Democrats, they know no limit. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We go to the phones when I come right back, and I'll update you with the rest of this Democrat demands. I'm surprised they're not asking the Pope to look into this and issue a papal, whatever the Pope issues on these. Be right back. Aha! Paddle faster, I hear banjo music. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in the background. Yeah, it is eclectic bumper music day here on the Bobby Mac Show. It's a Foggy Mountain breakdown. Those of you of a certain vintage will remember that from the soundtrack of Bonnie and Clyde movie with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, where they hated each other, by the way. Which I found interesting. 21 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Thanks for patiently waiting. We go to the phones this afternoon. Lou is next up, and he wants to talk about Judge Kavanaugh. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bobby. You know, if this woman really, if the issue really happened, you know, Kavanaugh holds a pretty high seat. He's on the D.C. appellate court, correct?
Correct.
And they say it's probably the second highest court in the land.
Also
and he's
correct.
Been a judge, and he's been a judge in another lower court. She could have come forward at any time, clued the FBI in, and probably stopped one of those nominations and ended his career. I think the Democrats are very shrewd what they're doing. They did the Circus Act that they wanted to release all these emails that he had that showed damning evidence. But when you released them, you found out that he was a pretty good guy.
Right.
And he was pretty level-headed, and he was willing to look at the facts of a case as they were. So when the Democrats couldn't smear him with anything they didn't read or didn't do, the next thing is possibly, you know what, okay, we're not going to get him this way. He's going to become the judge on the Supreme Court that's going to sway a conservative. They will do anything they have to do. I am shocked. I really am. I am shocked that they don't have another woman that comes forward. I really am, because if you're going to, and I don't know if it's true, if you're going to fabricate a story, what a better way to do it than have a corroborating witness?
Yeah. They also willingly overlook the fact that Brett Kavanaugh already has been subjected, as far as vetting is concerned, to half a dozen separate FBI investigations. And look, I can assure you those investigations are not cursory. I can vividly recall when I was in Houston and there was a knock on the door of my apartment one day, and this has been decades ago. And I opened the door and there's a fellow there dressed in a suit and cowboy boots from the Houston office of the FBI. And he is conducting an investigation into someone who was an Army general, who shall remain nameless for the purposes of this story, who is about to be appointed to a very high position in the Pentagon. And it turned out his daughter lived across the hall from me, right? So they sent an FBI agent out to my house to find out if the daughter and her husband had engaged in wild parties, were they drug users, any of this. So look, when I tell you these examinations are not merely, you know, perfunctory or on the surface, far from it.
And I think the way the FBI felt about Trump, or at least the deputy director felt about Trump and Lisa Page.
Yes.
I think they probably looked as hard as they possibly could have to find anything in Kavanaugh's past that could have brought shame and humiliation to Trump.
Well, see, that's the other aspect of Schumer and the rest of them screaming for an FBI investigation. Are we to believe that the arrogant, smug Strzok and his romantic paramour, Lisa Page, are they the only ones in the FBI that are deep staters? Come on.
No, I believe, you know, the only thing I really wish I was a fly on the wall when that Chinese spy talked to his boss about Feinstein. Can you imagine that, Bobby?
Yeah.
He probably had to convince his boss, I'm not kidding, she really is this stupid.
And I guarantee you, the guy who was reporting back to the MSS, that is China's Ministry of State Security, by the way, their intelligence agency, this guy has a very nice home somewhere in China. He's driving a Buick, and he's got a medal sitting on his mantle somewhere for his work.
And what's even worse is we probably paid him a lot of money to be her assistant or whatever he was.
20 years. The guy worked for her for 20 years.
You know, that makes me wonder if he's getting a pension.
Yeah, he should be. Right. Maybe a couple of them. You know that.
There you go.
You know that guy is still working here in the United States?
How can that possibly be when a noted Chinese spy is outed and this country does nothing? Well, of course, then again, what information did he get from Feinstein? It's probably so useless that they've thrown him out of the court.
Well, and the short answer is so much of what he learned is still classified. You can't bring it out in open court. So how can you convict the guy in a criminal court of law when you can't bring the evidence because it's all still classified?
But yet the DOJ will persecute Trump for collusion that isn't a crime.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lou. It's as the book says. You know, there will come a time when right is wrong, black is white, and all the rest. 26 after 4, Gene is next up. Also wants to talk about Kavanaugh. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Yeah, Bobby, I can tell you stories about being investigated. When I was investigated, I was getting phone calls from all my old friends and all my old colleagues.
Yep.
Are you in trouble? Are you in trouble? I said, are you a spy or what? Anyway.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about because I was vetted in the same way, and I had people calling me, hey, you know, how come the FBI is looking into you?
Are you really, in my case, are you really in the mafia? Anyway, I called up to perhaps you might have brought this out, look through what the Democrats are really after in all this. It isn't so much Brent Kavanaugh, but it's as much as the spirit of evil that they want to promote in this country and make it legal. As you said before, quoting paraphrasing Isaiah, what they want to call good is really bad, on and on.
Exactly.
And they want to promote what I call the sodomite, lesbian, Muslim culture in America. And a cornerstone of that culture is the redefinition of marriage and family as well as gender. And also, abortion is a very, very important aspect of it. In fact, they use that as such a disingenuous tool to present this as the sanctified right of women. If you really love women, you want to give them abortion. You know, there are churches here in America, mostly black churches are involved in this. Is what their definition of Jesus' love for women is that he would never deny a woman abortion.
Well, here's a question to ponder. What's the number one cause of death in America for African Americans?
The number one cause of death?
Yep.
I don't know.
Abortion.
Drugs? I don't know.
Abortion.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay. You're talking about the unborn.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're people.
Oh, yeah.
They're people, too.
And by the way, Al Sharpton said if you're not for abortion, if you're white and you're not for abortion, you're a racist.
Well, Al Sharpton is lucky his mother didn't feel that way.
Well, Louis Farrakhan's mother tried it, and it didn't work, and look what we got.
Oh, jeez. And on that note,
about the coat hanger in his biography.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, why am I not surprised? Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here this afternoon. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Annie's ready in the news center. I'll bring you up to speed on what the latest is on the on-again, off-again Kavanaugh hearing when we come right back on the other side here on Tuesday on WORD. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Coming up on 4:37, 23 before 5 here in the Bobby Mack Tuesday edition. Let me go back and catch up with the text line here while I have a moment, because the text line has been smoking hot this afternoon. Bobby, out of all the Republican senators who were members of Congress, so many of them lawyers at one time or another, not one will speak up and stop this farce? No. No, because they're afraid, of course, of the lamestream media saying that they are being obstructionist. In fact, it's a conspiracy to stop this woman from speaking out when she's merely being, you know, a blah, 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 good citizen and all this stuff. Right. Bobby, you'd seem like there was somebody smart enough in Trump's office and staff to know that this is... Oh, they know. They know, but they're playing the game. Bob, did Annie say there were over 200 females who wrote letters in support of the accuser? No, 200 women who wrote letters in support of Judge Kavanaugh. Saying, this doesn't sound like the guy that we knew, and a number of them have known him since high school. Bobby, speaking of the government doing a background investigation, Kavanaugh has had an investigative colonoscopy. When my father began in the Air Force, got on one of his classifications, his job was to launch Minuteman missiles. There wasn't anyone that he grew up with in Kansas that the government didn't call or go see. That has been my experience as well. Bobby, I think we need to consider this about Brett Kavanaugh. Even if the allegations were true, if they had to go all the way back to high school to find any dirt whatsoever on him, he's probably a guy, a pretty damn good character at this stage in his life. Go ahead and appoint him. Bobby, the Democrats truly amaze me. I thought I despised them as much as possible, but every day they do something new to make me despise them even more. Yeah, they're good at it. They have it down to a science. Bobby, don't shock me at all that they want Comey and the FBI to investigate because it's been weaponized by the commie left. Well, as I said, I hardly believe that Strzok and Page were the only ones, the only ones who are in there that are deep staters. Bob, Ms. Ford did name a man as an eyewitness to the supposed assault. He categorically denied that it ever happened. Yeah, that's Mr. Judge. There's a guy she says was with Brett Kavanaugh in the room. And yes, he has categorically denied it, as has Brett Kavanaugh. Bob, when Hillary dies is when everything is going to come out into the open, unless, of course, Chelsea knows where everything is buried, just saying. Bob, about Marie Scharf, when she was at the State Department, saying ISIS was killing all those people because they didn't have enough jobs. And why don't they have enough jobs, Bob? I'm sure it has nothing to do with Sharia law. Bobby, I would certainly not get on an airplane that an 86-year-old Dianne Feinstein was piloting. Laugh out loud. Bobby, wait a minute. What do you mean Coke has no Coke in it? My older brother said it really did. I've been snorting it since grade school. Wait till Thanksgiving. Bob, LOL, 86, DiFi. Yeah, that's the California designation there for, you know, overserved, out of here. Now, Bobby, didn't we impeach a duly elected president nearly 50 years ago from Never Trumper? Yeah, but he didn't get convicted, even though he'd obviously lied to the grand jury and everybody knew it. All right, here's the update on where we are. Right now, the FBI apparently is not investigating further, despite Democrat demands. It's not clear the hearing announced by Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, is even going forward. He scheduled a hearing for Monday, but said accuser Christine Blasey Ford has not responded to the invitation and threatened to nix the session if she doesn't agree to appear. And then it goes on to talk about the allegation. As Republicans try to navigate the 11th hour bombshell, some bombshell, transparent hatchet job is more like it, they're accusing Democrats of playing politics. What else would you call it? By first sitting on the allegations and making new demands regarding a hearing. In letters today, Democrats on the committee said Republicans were rushing forward. Rushing forward. Look, they were supposed to have the Judiciary Committee vote on Thursday, and they already put that off to allow her to be heard on Monday, and now she doesn't want to be heard, apparently. Say the FBI should first perform a background investigation, as they did in 1991, when then-nominee Clarence Thomas was accused of sexual harassment by Anita Hill. Remember that trumped-up hatchet job? As you know, the FBI is not being asked to perform a criminal investigation. What was the crime here? Rather, it's being asked to do an evaluation of the allegations as part of its review of Judge Kavanaugh's record. A letter to Grassley said, like in 1991, this is an important step in providing the committee the facts. Yeah. The Democrats also called for more witnesses to be questioned under oath, including Mark Judge, whom Ford identified as in the room during the alleged assault, and others that might be identified through the FBI's investigation or subsequent due diligence by the committee itself. Oh, great. So Chuck U. Schumer is going to get out the old high school yearbook and go through it and try and just pick out some of the people. This is Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, calling. Did you happen to be at a party sometime in the 1980s? Jeez. That's how ludicrous it is. The same Democrats wrote to FBI Director Christopher Wray. This guy should be gone, too. He gets up and gives phony credibility to, nothing wrong with the FBI that I can see. And White House counsel Don McGahn requesting they reopen the background investigation. Right. The president said today he doesn't think the Bureau should be involved because they don't want to be involved. In fact, I think I have some sound bites from President Trump. Let me quickly. Yeah, I do. Let me quickly get those in here. Here's the president.
I just think he is at a level that we rarely see, not only in government, anywhere in life. And honestly, I feel terribly for him, for his wife, who is an incredible, lovely woman, and for his beautiful young daughters. I feel terribly for them. Hopefully, the woman will come forward, state her case. He will state his case before representatives of the United States Senate, and then they will vote. They will look at his career. They will look at what she had to say from 36 years ago, and we will see what happens.
Yeah, Christine Ford, of course, going to testify. Yeah, I'm a progressive, and I hate all things traditional in America. I hate this country, and I hate Judge Kavanaugh, and that's why I made up this charge against him. Essentially, that's it, right? That's about it. Ay, ay, ay. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back as we cruise along here on the Tuesday edition on WORD. You got it. 4:51, 9 before 5 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Quickly, let me check the text line here this afternoon, which has been red hot. Bobby, did you hear Spartacus just had a Cory Booker moment? No, I had not heard that, but thanks for the update. Bobby, I'll bet you I could ask 10 people tomorrow, and out of those 10, I might get one person that knows who the nominee is for the Supreme Court. Yeah, you ever watch that old jaywalking segment that Jay Leno used to do on The Tonight Show? You could show people a picture of their mother, and they couldn't identify. Bobby, maybe an anonymous letter should question Schumer's conduct at Studio 54 back in the 70s. Oh, yeah, that would be interesting to hear about. Bobby, if I was Kavanaugh, as soon as I was appointed, I would start pushing to overturn Roe v. Wade. Bob, when the FBI received the letter, that's the letter from Ms. Ford, they issued a 302. That's the document that agents fill out after they've conducted an investigation. They issued a 302 saying it was closed. They would not investigate it. The only way now for them to investigate it is if Trump orders it. It's not in their jurisdiction to begin with. It's not a federal offense. Basically, it would fall to county or municipal officers. Yeah, and they were minors at the time, by the way. Bobby, the left is going to bork every single candidate for Supreme Court that Trump would serve up. This has to come to an end now. There is one hole card here that the Republicans hold, and that is that senators like Joe Manchin in West Virginia, a state that Trump carried easily in the 2016 presidential election, Manchin's a Democrat, but he's kind of a marginal Democrat. They have a decision to make. not only on this issue, but on some others as well. But right now, in the moment, this is the biggie, because if they vote against Kavanaugh, that would certainly please the Democrat base and the DNC, but how would their constituents in West Virginia feel about it? So they have a choice here. Are they going to toe the party line, or are they going to do what's best for their political future? And I think all of us can pretty safely guess, you know, charity begins at home. If they're going to look out for somebody, it's going to be themselves first. Bob, in regards to the Kavanaugh accuser, just say the magic words, Bill Clinton. No accusations are valid if the ones against him weren't. Democrats set the standard very low in the 90s, but hold others to a very high standard. No kidding. Bobby, actually, that former State Department spokeswoman's name is Marie Barf. Yeah, my bad. Sorry. Bobby, I'm sorry. I know it's bad you have to explain a joke, but what is with the horse? Oh, okay. Do you ever see Young Frankenstein, Gene Wilder? Every time Frau Blücher was mentioned, the horse would whinny in terror. And Lisa Page, in her unflattering photographs that have been circulated heavily in the media, well, you can draw the conclusion, I think, on your own. Bobby, the Kavanaugh attack is intended as a clear warning to all conservatives. Do not apply for a job here. Yeah. Anything else that I missed previously? Bobby, doesn't shock me at all. They want the Comey FBI to investigate because it's been weaponized by the commie left. I would agree with that assessment. Minors can't be guilty of rape. She's not accusing him of rape. Minors can be guilty of rape. She's accusing him of attempting to sexually molest or assault her. Okay? So where do we stand with this business now? The president saying, among other things today, referring to Dianne Feinstein, why wouldn't you bring this up when he's sitting right there in your office for an extended period of time? Because you don't get the maximum amount of exposure out of it. And that was a rhetorical question, I'm sure, from President Trump. Feinstein, meanwhile, put out a statement underscoring there had been 22 witnesses at the Anita Hill hearing. So see, even they admit they're doing is this is a replay of 1991 with Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas. What about other witnesses like Kavanaugh's friend Mark Judge? Well, he's already been heard from. And he said categorically deny it ever happened. That the committee plans to hold a hearing this coming Monday is discouraging. Simply put, a week's preparation is not enough time for meaningful inquiry into very serious charges. The increased demands by Democrats likely to feed into Republican claims that Democrats are using the allegation to slow walk the nomination as the party fights to regain control of the Senate in the midterms. That's what they're hoping. The rising tensions on display at dueling press conferences later in the day, where senators from both parties double down on their positions. Senator Mazie Hirono, Democrat Hawaii, said the White House is victimizing Ford. See, here we go. Yeah. They can't attack her because, of course, she's a woman. Why should this poor woman in the private sector be attacked when she was only doing her civic duty, blah, blah, blah? The most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mac Show is the one coming up next. It's the 5 o'clock Follies. See you right back on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.